Spotify has picked up Mighty TV, which will shut down. TechCrunch.com reports CEO Bryan Adams will become Spotify's VP of Technology. Mighty TV had specialized in content recommendations but used a Tinder-style swipe left and right system. Spotify was also interested in Mighty TV's tech to improve recommendations and beef up its programmatic advertising. Wells Fargo customers will be able to withdraw from ATMs by later this year using Apple Pay without needing an ATM card. According to 9to5Mac.com, it may be convoluted enough most people will stick with a card for a while. You have to log into the Wells app, select card free, ask for a single-use 8-digit code, and use that and your ATM card PIN, and then withdraw. Towards the end of the year, though, Wells says you'll be able to just use Apple's Tap and Pay. They also will add Android Pay, Samsung Pay, and their own Wells Fargo wallet to the Tap and Pay setup. The smart home hub gets a boost, and a big one with a big player known for low prices. IKEA is diving into the smart home market with a system based on the Zigbee LightLink standard, same as Philips Hue uses. TheVerge.com says the system has been in a few European countries since fall, but it'll be widely available by the end of this month. IKEA will sell a base unit of an internet gateway remote and two light bulbs for $85.40, and IKEA Extra is a motion-controlled dimmer switch, which is an extra $20.41, but can be used independently of the connected system. Uber has sidelined its self-driving cars in Arizona after a crash involving one left it on its side. Recode.net says there weren't any injuries and only the backup driver was aboard. Some reports say the other driver failed to yield, but Uber's pulling all of their cars until the investigation is complete. So far, Uber safety drivers have had to intervene every 0.8 miles, so their tech is far from solid at this point. I'm Clark Reed.